Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, everybody. It's another episode of Is It Just Me? You know the drill by now, don't they, James?
Oh, hello. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Jake. This is James Williams, my co-host.
And you're Joe Elvin.
I'm his co-host.
Yes.
And this is the podcast where we dissect all the things that really do not matter at all, but in a way that kind of makes them the most important things in the universe.
Absolutely. Yeah. Although right now, I can't lie, Bingley, my dog, is here, and all I'm scared is that he's going to wet himself on the floor.
Is it just me that wants to see how you handle it?
I know.
If your dog
keeping
pees
calm,
all over this plush office floor?
Keeping calm in a canine crisis.
But of course, thank God, don't worry, everybody, it isn't just us at all. Of course it isn't. You know that. Today, we are completely blessed to be joined by a star of stage and screen, really up and coming now, becoming more and more famous. So we've got her right as, you know, right before she sort of stops returning our calls.
Exactly.
So it is. She's been star of stage and screen. She's been the Duchess of Cambridge in King Charles III. She's been in Star Trek. She's been the creepy star of BBC's Requiem thriller. And now she's the most terrifying character ever committed to television, as far as I can see, on the new W Channel show, Flack. It's Lydia Wilson.
Hey, hi.
I like to build them up.
Yeah.
I know, I'm blushing and sweating.
No pressure, Lydia.
Yeah. So how are you?
Very well, now that I'm very famous, apparently.
Yeah, well.
Just me.
You're officially the most famous person on this podcast right now.
No, Bingley is. Surely.
Oh, I know. Oh, he's falling asleep. We can relax, everyone.
We're trying to get those ad deals going with Bingley, aren't we?
We really are.
Yeah, you've got to make more of his social media following.
I'm going to pimp him out. Yeah, yeah. He's got to start earning some money. But anyway, yeah, he's fallen asleep. Everyone, I know you're on tenterhooks, as am I, that he's going to wet himself. He's asleep. So yeah, we can all relax and enjoy the pod experience now.
So, Lydia, you are starring in, I think, one of the most exciting shows of the 2019 season. And just to ram the point home, it actually starts on the W Channel on my birthday, 21st of February.
Wow. As birthday presents go, Lydia,
the gift
you really
you're
have.
Well to me and the nation. It's called Flack. It's about the giddy, heady, absolutely scandalous world of celebrity PR. As a journalist,
something we might know a little bit about, I think.
Absolutely love it. And I love that it's been written by an insider. So a lot of my great suspicions seem to have been confirmed as fact by this show.
It's not me. I swear it's not me or you, Joe.
And you play a girl called Evie.
Yes.
Let me let you talk and tell us all about it.
Well, yeah, it was. It was written by an insider, Oliver Lansley, who I met as an actor the summer. He was in Requiem and played a character. He's so funny because everyone thought he was the villain in it because Ollie just can't help but be sort of fascinating even when he's in the back of a shot. But he didn't tell me he was a writer or anything. And then he just told me loads about his new kitten. He was going to get a tattoo of his cat. And so I just knew.
I mean, that is a villain pet, isn't it? To have a little kitten to sort of like stroke on your lap.
Red flag.
A total red flag. Yeah. But then I showed up to audition for Flack and he was there being a very grown up writer in the audition. And I think his background as an actor makes him really brilliant for this, because he sort of knows the power of good dialogue and yeah, writes brilliantly for actors.
You are bloody terrifying in it. You are ice queen extraordinaire. I sort of wanted to take management notes on how you deal with interns.
It's awful, isn't it? I mean, it's abuse in the workplace.
It's hilarious.
Yeah.
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 Who are you channeling, Lydia, in this role?
Three people that I know and put in a blender that I can never disclose who they are. No, they might know who they are when they see it.
I'm going to find out who they are when we finish recording, obviously.
Yeah, I'll tell you.
There's a touch of Devil Wears Prada, although even Miranda Priestly didn't have the balls to get the assistant to sort of like swipe left and right through her Tinder app.
That's unacceptable, isn't it? I think that's.
But you know, Tinder thumb is a thing, isn't it? So Tinder, you know, if you can save yourself from a Tinder
RSI?
Thumb. Yeah, it's RSI. So if you can save yourself RSI and the Tinder thumb, hey, I'm all for it.
Health and wellness.
Exactly.
Kids. Okay.
But it is funny, isn't it? Because I think we work in this industry, and when I go home and tell some of my friends who I say have normal proper jobs, they just think I'm making this stuff up.
Yeah.
So, and they also, you know, I know people that if I put them in a drama or a comedy, people would say no one would believe that person exists because they're so ridiculous. Yes. But they really do in our industry. They do exist, these people.
Yeah, it's so true. That's what I did some research into it, and one of the people I interviewed is a friend of mine, Julia. She worked for a while in personal PR, and I sort of ran some of the story. Lines by, she was like, yep, fine, next, yep, that would happen, yep, that would happen, and then she told me some things that had actually happened and was like, never disclose this. But I walked away thinking, you couldn't write that.
No.
Yeah, so it's quite fun to do a show where sky's the limit in terms of
like, and also it must be so fun playing this kind of character, right?
Yeah, so much fun. She's like the remedy for trying to be a nice people pleasing
I was gonna say the antithesis of Catherine. As in Kate.
Oh my God, sorry. I was like, hey, Catherine.
The Duchess.
Our Duchess.
Exactly.
We are in her neck of the woods.
Catherine isn't allowed to do.
This character is.
Eve gets to do.
And so you're literally playing both ends of the spectrum.
It's so true. It's so true. and kind of the opposite of me as well.
Yeah,
Yeah,
whatever. It's true.
I don't know. I mean,
I'm adorable.
Know, it's got to come from somewhere, right?
Yeah.
It was dangerously easy to find. Yeah.
But in a way, it must be a bit like therapy. You can go to work, be paid to be an awful person, get all your angst out, and then go home and be a nice person.
Absolutely.
It's perfect. Yeah, normally, you have to pay to go to therapy.
It's so true.
All out of your system.
Yeah, and I do remember Anna said, listen, don't fall into the trap of... she said, just because you like to be...
The co-star, Anna Paquin.
Yeah, yeah, Anna Paquin, the producer and the star of it. She's so brilliant. She was like, just because you're like a really nice person, you don't need to, you know, you don't need to like switch in and out of... She was basically doing a little counselling and was like, you don't need to, you know, just hold on to a bit of Eve if you want. Like, no one's going to hate you. And you don't need to overcompensate because you're playing an asshole.
It's that kind of podcast. We're all about that. And I was gonna say, she's been in the industry a long time, ever since she was a kid, so she kind of probably knows what she's talking about when it comes to this kind of stuff too.
Totally. She's seen every single thing going. I think she's been in the industry for she won an Oscar when she was 11.
Yeah, know. Something like that.
Something
we
like
love
that.
An overachiever, don't we?
It's wild.
God damn these people.
I know. And what was your favorite fictional celebrity PR story from producing the show?
My favorite, I guess, is in episode 2. Can I talk? There's like a young pop star who has the voice of an angel, and she needs to rebrand herself because she's going to get dropped by her record label. And so the rebrand is outrageous and involves her making a porn video that's meant to be accidentally, oops, oh my goodness, leaked. And so that's set up and staged by her PR agents. So they hire an airplane hangar or whatever it is. They hire porn stars to come and shoot it. And it was the most sort of like tragicomic day, because this kid is like, ends up having a double for her because she's too young to like actually appear in. And it was just
oh my gosh.
And it was one of those days at work where you're thinking, we're really doing this. And so it's a sort of shot of this kid, and then we're over on the bed, and then people are kind of moving in soft focus, and apparently it's not too far from heists go. Yes.
I know for a fact that's based on somebody.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I mean, you know, elements of somebody, you know. We won't go into that because obviously I can't afford the lawyers.
No,
I think that might be loosely based on.
Yeah, we're not podcast millionaires yet.
No, sadly, far from it. But was that one of those days where you're sat there on set going, this is a strange day at the office.
Yeah, and everybody was, because it was sort of art life, because we had a real film crew and a fake film crew, and then we were all trying to keep a straight face saying, what does Eve say something? She gives a monologue about how to give good porn, basically, and it's horrific, and I end up getting quite into it. I'm sorry, we were gonna everyone just lost their shit, and we started laughing. I had to take it quite a few times. Kind of want to shower afterwards.
Will you be sitting down over a nice trade dinner and watching this with your family?
It's a show? No.
Is it a no-go area for the parents, this one?
I mean, I remember my dad came to the screening and my little brother came to the screening. My little brother was like, that's amazing, it's so like real life. And my dad came away apparently and said, is the world really like that?
Oh no! You have shattered your father's world illusions.
Apparently.
But your little brother, meanwhile, he's like, yeah, I've seen that all before.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my gosh. Well, it's absolutely brilliant. It's a real roller coaster of a show. And I don't know. I think that everyone's going to enjoy it. But I think when you do jobs like James and mine, it's particularly enjoyable because you sometimes feel gaslit by this industry. Like, you know, am I imagining this? Yeah. I must be crazy for thinking this is going on. But this kind of show proves that maybe it is going on.
Also, it's funny. You develop a bit of, I call it the Finding Nemo, you know, Dory and Finding Nemo. To survive in this industry, you have to kind of forget the things you've gone through.
Yeah.
Because otherwise you would just literally give up at the first hurdle. So watching something that at least makes you go, oh God, yeah, that did happen to me that one time. Or I have been spoken to that way.
Can I tell you my favourite celebrity story? And I can't name the celebrity, but you were there for this one when we got a call at 4 o'clock in the morning from someone who got onto the plane and didn't like the cabin. And we were called by a publicist who demanded...
The plane she was on didn't like the look of the plane.
When bags checked, passports done, about to take off. She doesn't like the cabin. You're going to have to get her another flight now.
Yeah. 4 a.m.
Yeah, everyone's speechless.
I know.
We're speechless. But how do you get to a place where you're that unhappy that can really...
Oh, yeah. I mean, another one.
Well, you know, we'll check in with you in about 5 years.
Yeah.
You.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we'll see. when you've disappeared up your backside and you won't come back on the podcast.
A long time ago. Oh, God. But that Dory, chilling.
But
the
that's
Dory
how you
analogy.
Can. But you can check your own arsehole-o-meter by. Well, I've never got onto a plane and demanded a new
cabin. So,
it's like the. You know, I'm not an alcoholic because I haven't put wine on my cornflakes. That could be your benchmark.
Nice, pretty low benchmark. Yeah. I'm gonna go. Yeah, great.
Yeah.
I haven't.
You know you've still got some way to go in the arsehole stakes when you haven't kicked off at 4 a.m. British time about getting on a flight that doesn't mean
I'm getting on a flight on Friday. Shall I just get my wings?
Yeah,
to
go
do
on,
it?
Go for it. We also, there was another time when this
unless
person.
It's, you know, EasyJet or something, then that's totally fair enough. Yeah.
We had another time when somebody we were forced to pay a ridiculous extortionate a hotel for this person. They insisted on this one particular hotel and then they got there, didn't like it, and then they checked back out and then we had to check them into another extortionate hotel.
So this happens regularly.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I hate to say, I think the industry has changed somewhat. We're talking about the glory days.
I gotta say though, I love the stories.
Oh yeah,
I love being able to tell people that it's awful at the time when you're living through it.
Yeah,
yes.
I like telling.
Now
people
it's like
later.
A fever dream. You go, it wasn't so bad. It was like running a marathon. Oh yeah, well, it wasn't so bad working with that person. Although there are some people I will never work with ever again because they are so awful.
Oh my God.
But we're gonna see where Lydia is on the diva scale when
absolutely.
We play. Is it just me?
Oh, well, I think ready? Let's do it now, shall we? You ready?
No, I want to do it. Now.
Yes, atta girl.
Yes, Miss Wilson. This might be just me, but is it just me who my blood runs cold when people wish me a safe flight? It's the superstitious part of me.
Mm-hmm.
It's the paranoid world in which you live, Joelle.
Unlike Matt Goss, who was against becoming superstitious because of Stevie Wonder's song Superstitious. I think I went the other way.
I still need to watch that documentary, by the way. Have you watched it? The Bross documentary. Everyone's talking about it.
I love Bross. Because of Stevie
Wonder, I'm not superstitious.
Yeah, that's what he actually said. In the, basically, everyone's saying...
And that's not even the best quote.
The documentary looks like a kind of... It's if Ricky Gervais produced a Bross documentary, that's
incredible
what this
already.
Documentary would
We're
be
talking
like.
the brothers in denim.
Yeah.
Yes.
But it's like they're being... It's like they're... piss take version of Bross, but it's deadly
but it's
serious.
Them.
Yes. Anyway, we digress.
I just need to digress one more time.
Oh.
I still fancy them.
Do you?
Luke or was it Luke and Matt?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Me
I
too.
Was the whole time thinking you are ludicrous, but you're still very
it's
attractive.
Bone structure. They've got a thing going on.
Did you fancy one over the other?
It's not just.
I mean, I know they're
I
identical.
I can't tell
twins.
Them apart except
oh,
for
I
the
can.
Boldness.
I think I was a Luke girl. Was I?
See, I think Luke
I think
looks
that's
better
cooler.
Now.
I haven't Googled
the day,
them in 12 Luke, years, but I will. Yeah, sorry.
You're going to be all over that documentary tonight. Anyway, sorry, back to the original
Anyway,
point.
So yes, whenever you wish me a safe flight, I know that it's a well-intended, very caring thing, but it just immediately evokes the possibility that it really will be anything but safe.
Are you a nervous flyer?
Yeah, I am actually, yeah. Quietly. I'm not like, I have a friend who really cannot, I had a friend who would catch a train to Milan. They were that frightened, wow, of flying. I would never let it do that. But I'm always anxious in the days before I get on a flight. And I don't like it.
I sometimes hanker back to the days when I was a lot younger. And I was so carefree. I'd get on a plane. It was like getting on a roller coaster. It was fun. And weirdly, the more I've done it as an adult, now I mean, my sister has crippling anxiety about getting on flights, but I'm not that bad. I do get quite tense now. Yeah. Takeoff. I hate takeoff.
I have been on a plane where the masks came down. And that's when
not
it,
helpful.
Funnily enough, that's when it all started. Like, this happens to people.
Well, this is what happens, isn't it? Everyone said, and I haven't had that weirdly, but everyone always says they were a great flyer and then they had that one flight that where you think you're going to fall out the sky and then that's what it takes.
Do you have superstitions, Lydia?
Well, I once
You're an actor.
Got...
You must be superstitious, right?
yeah. We're just...
Don't mention the Scottish play.
Exactly. What else? There's loads of stuff, isn't there?
Yeah.
I once got on a flight when I was a kid and it was Halloween and they'd hung above that little door that you go into when you're going down the big wormy thing to get onto them. I'm sure there's a name for it. Onto the plane.
I like it being called the big wormy thing there. That's good.
Yeah.
And someone had hung like an RIP coffin saying my RIP over it. And I think that's the moment that I got, or I was just getting sort of adolescent and existential anyway. And it really freaked me out.
That's the kind of thing, if I saw that, I would think, this is when this plane crashes, this is what's going to be on the news.
Yes, you see the headline. Yeah. And it's,
Is that, I've had that two other times. I don't like flying on my birthday for that reason. Like, that'd be the fun human interest story from the plane crash. Oh, it was her birthday and her death day.
Yeah.
And then there was another time when we were delayed on the Milan runway and the pilot called me and Lorraine Candy, actually, who was the editor of Elle, we were at the shows, called us into the cockpit to have a bit of a flirt and show us the stuff, and he put the captain's hat and Lorraine took a picture, and I said, this is the picture that's going to be on the news, isn't it?
Yeah.
And then that upset her.
Actually,
my God.
You've just reminded me, actually.
Your storytelling talent, though, is coming to bite you in the what makes you brilliant at work traumatizes you in.
Well, that's very kind.
But you have just reminded me what did change my attitude to flying, and it was watching the first Final Destination film. That first Final Destination film where they show that horrendous plane basically bursting into flames. That was when I started getting nervous about flying, because you've literally more or less seen a simulation of what happened.
And you're totally powerless out there, so you just have the stories that you've seen to go on.
Exactly. No. And also, it's one of those things, isn't it? When you think about it, it just seems wrong.
You're right.
Like, how does this huge, heavy piece of metal get that far off the ground so quickly and without basically killing us all? Anyway.
So when I'm flying, don't wish me a safe flight. Just don't talk about it.
Nice.
Just say...
Believe in the magic.
See you later.
It's magic, exactly.
Yeah.
But I was going to say, so it's actually more the fact that you're a bit nervous. It's not about the enforced niceties. I was going to wonder.
No.
So it's not like, you know, like in America, people always say, have a nice day. You know, that kind of enforced saccharine sweetness.
Yes, the hello, how are you, as one sentence.
Well, yeah. Because I always say one of my favourite things ever, one of my friends, one of his favourite games is to go into shops in America. And you know, when they all have been told, they've been literally, do not deviate from the script, ask everyone, hey, how are you? Have you had a good day? And he always fires back at them going, yes, I've had a great day. How was your day? How's your brother? And literally it throws them. And they say, how's your brother? You can see their eyes going, do I really know you? Do you know my brother?
Wow.
It's brilliant. It's a really good game.
Yeah.
So it's not that so much. But I do have an issue with that more.
No, I just don't want... I work really hard not to think about that possibility.
Mm.
Yeah. And so the minute you say, have a safe flight, I know you're thinking, because it might not be.
Right,
so,
right.
And also, but things, none of the things work.
Am I ruining flying for you? I don't mean to.
No, you're ruining people for me.
Well, that was inevitable. That was, you know...
It only takes the one meeting with us to do that, Lydia. We pride ourselves on it. Yeah, we have a very good strike rate. Yeah, and also it never works as when people say things like, oh, you know, you've got a better chance of being hit by a bus. Because then I just start thinking about buses. Then I'm going, oh my God.
Yeah. And funnily enough, I have been hit by a car and a bicycle, and I'm still not as frightened of that as I am.
I was going to say I've been hit by a bus. I missed that one.
I got hit by a car once. Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
I know.
You
didn't think your day was going to get this dark,
no,
did you?
No, it's just not very helpful to your fear of being harmed while being on a mode of transport to actually have been harmed.
Yeah. See, I was going to say, okay? What does that feel like, being hit by a car?
Well, it was like, it was the softest tap that anybody could possibly hope for in that scenario. And I still went flying in the air and had whiplash for weeks.
See, I had a car run over my foot once. Yeah. And I know that sounds but also God. It's a bit like, you know what?
Lydia's publicist in the corner absolutely wetting herself laughing.
She's also thinking, what the hell have I signed her up for? But, no, but what happened was, I was walking down a country lane, so quite a narrow road,
yeah.
And this like 4x4 Range Rover came out of nowhere and literally just ran over my foot. But I was with a bunch of people, and it's a bit like, you know when a pigeon flies at your head really quickly and then you really overreact, you're like, ah! And then people turn around and it's gone, and they just think you're that Catherine Tate character that screams at anything. That's what happened with me, and no one believed that this Range Rover had gone over my foot. Anyway,
that is horrific.
I know. I've come to terms with it.
You need to get better friends.
I've really got over it.
Yeah. People nil.
Yeah.
So what happened to your foot? Because I had this fantasy that if it was quick enough, it wouldn't hurt. And I have this weird, like, being on the edge of the tube platform, desire to put my foot quickly under car wheels.
Oh.
And I've been told that it not a nice feeling, but you can tell
weirdly,
me for real.
I'm with you. I think it was so fast because it's going at such
was
a lick.
Right?
It was more like a bit funny actually than it was painful.
So you didn't.
I didn't even bruise a nail,
please,
Lydia.
Please, Lydia, can I urge you to stand at the back of the wall on tube platforms from now on? That's really upset me.
I promise.
Yeah.
I always have a desire if I'm in the front row at a theatre to get up.
Yes.
And it's not like I want to be a performer. It's just there's just something honestly have to sort of
to storm the stage.
Pin my arms
don't
down.
Trust
like,
yourself.
It's just some weird urge, like looking over the edge of a cliff. I'm going to get up. I'm going to do it. I'm going to get up.
Yes. Because and it would cause so much chaos. Yeah, it's so good.
But see, I don't understand those people. You know, sometimes you go up onto like roof terraces, or you know, you go and watch fireworks, and you're stood there, and somebody's turned to go, do you just want to jump off? I'm going, no.
You know, part of me does wonder about it.
But some people
not
genuinely have. They go,
way,
I know it sounds bad, but I just sometimes have that urge to throw myself off.
And
I'm
you're going, like, yeah, that does sound.
Have you seen a therapist? Yeah. No, that's weird. Yeah. I don't have that.
But I don't do that because I think you'd just get dragged under.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not.
Have a safe tube ride. Tube ride.
The darkest we've ever got on is it just me?
I know. Let's pull it back,
because
shall we?
Because we're with the Requiem.
Now I'm a diva.
PR
I'll never
girl.
Have to take the tube again.
Exactly.
Oh yeah.
Remember?
Yeah.
Talk to my chauffeur.
Oh God.
Okay. So if you think Joe Elvin is a weirdo, I mean,
newsflash.
Yeah, form an orderly queue.
Yeah.
Do send us your emails. We love hearing from you guys. It's the email address is isitjustmepodcast@gmail.com. And yeah, do send us your thoughts on the show. Keep them nice and friendly, even though we probably deserve lots of complaints for being far too dark.
I think you've got an inferiority complex there.
Stop getting deep again.
Oh, sorry.
Because you're almost lying down as a sort of Freudian couch thing.
I'm lying here, paranoid that my nice sleeping dog's going to pee. But anyway, yes, we digress. Do send us your emails at isitjustmepodcast@gmail.com. And in fact, we have had a very nice email this week. Joe, you're going to love this one. It's specifically for you. It's from Louise Norton. And she says, I've just been listening to the Elizabeth Day episode where Joe Elvin talks about waitressing in Delugo in Soho. This used to be one of my favourite haunts back in the early 90s.
Oh, that must have been after I got fired from there then.
Well, she says, I wonder if she ever waited on my table. I had a number of dates there with my now husband.
Oh.
I like to think you did wait on them and you created such magic.
And
maybe.
They bonded over that shitty waitress who couldn't remember their order.
Yeah, let's stick with each other because it could be worse. You could be that woman.
Although if there was two of them, it probably went all right. It was like once it got to sort of like three or four more people, then I'd forget orders. I couldn't carry plates.
Yeah.
If there was just two of you.
You could handle it.
I was an adequate waitress. Yeah.
Well, let's just say for all sense of purposes that Joe did wait on your table, Louise, and you say hello.
And you know.
It's good to get reconnected.
Congratulations.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. From the 90s, they're together. Still, aww. I mean, you know, that's a rare thing.
I love that, Louise.
Yes, thanks, Louise. So like I said, if like Louise, you want to get in touch, we love hearing from you. So the email address once again is isitjustmepodcast@gmail.com.
Have you ever waitressed, Lydia?
Oh yeah, yeah. I was really bad. I could never pitch it right.
Terrible.
Yeah. And it was back in the day when people could smoke at the tables.
Oh,
you kind
yes.
of like, you, and you were in that cloud above them that they're sort of protected from it. And then when you're standing over them, it was really, I mean, I was smoking too at the time, but it just, yeah, it was weird.
What, dropping ash into the onto the table?
Well, that's you want. You want chips with it? Yeah. No, I remember being like never sure whether I should be really formal or really informal. I remember once there was a big table and I was like, I've got this. I sat down at the spare seat and I was like, guys. So we've got, and they really like, there was like a special occasion, quite a fancy restaurant. They didn't want like a sort of Disney weirdo sitting at their table, like trying to mensch with them, or I'd be really sort of nervous and like scared to open champagne at the table because I didn't want the cork.
Yeah, I actually nearly took out a woman's eye with a champagne cork once. It was one of the worst days of my life.
Yeah,
I could have blinded her. I could have had a very different life.
Twist the bottle, not the top. That's the golden rule, isn't it? Opening champagne, twist the bottle. People always twist the cork, and it's the wrong way to do it. If you twist the bottle, you'll never go wrong.
Yeah,
you are welcome. Well,
Where were you in 1993? That fateful day.
I know. Sorry.
Did you ever start the shift with 10 fake nails and end up with 9?
Gross.
I was wearing a lot of prosthetics at that age.
No, but the most shameful thing I did was my boss found me eating the back of someone's dessert from the unbitten end, and he was absolutely horrified. But I was starving.
You were starving. Yeah.
On that cheery note.
Yeah. I know. We're learning a lot today, aren't we?
Is it just me who doesn't hate the word lady?
I don't think it is just you, but boy, do people get angry, don't they?
Really?
Wowza.
Because like you said earlier, it's a kind of ironic sort of thing. Yeah. My best friend is saved as lady in my phone. And
This is my thing. I think it's a funny word, as in like, you know, all right, ladies, let's do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, ladies, now let's get in formation.
And also, I have to say, I mean, I say to my male friends, you know, it's not even, it's gender fluid. I mean, I say ladies to boys, girls, anyone. Yeah. But I think some women find the word, well, I guess outdated and patronising.
I guess because, it, you know, there was an old-fashioned version of you're either a lady or you're not, and it was seen as a real put-down to not be a lady, wasn't it? You know, that's where the whole thing about finishing schools comes from and the whole 1950s housewife idea of a lady.
Be a lady,
right.
Unladylike behaviour,
you know,
isn't it?
As a working woman, God, do I fantasise about being a lady who, you know, has nice lady nails and does nice lady lunches and... I don't know.
We've reclaimed it, haven't we? Maybe it was an oppressive term, but I feel like we use it with a bit of a wink and it's sort of more...
Yeah. And it depends who's saying it. If some awful, gross taxi driver is saying to me and my friends, oh, ladies, like you know, it's the same sort of tone as a darling or a love.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's what a lot of this comes down to, isn't it? It's all about inflection and tone and the intention behind that word.
If you do it with a dark L, like ladies, you're in trouble.
Or in a
patronising
way. If
you do a little ladies, then you know you're being a bit cute and ironic.
You sort of know that, you know, a bar with a chalkboard out the front that says it's ladies' night, you don't want to go there. Even if you are a lady, you think no.
Makes you worry for your lady garden at a night like that.
Yeah.
Which is what the lady word actually is the first association for me. It's become so ironic that I think of lady garden.
I think I did used to say that to the odd high school teacher just to keep it light. Like, listen, I need to go to the loo. It's lady problems. Okay, go. You know, I think that's where my relationship with the word started. Yeah. Mm.
But when you played Catherine Middleton, did you have to go to like finishing school and get all that sort of, you know, down?
Because obviously. Did you just have it down pat anyway?
Yeah. Are you a true lady?
It was in there. No, I don't. I looked at a lot of her interviews and I looked at the way she moved and it was very specific and very, very controlled. I mean, she did probably go to. Did she have media training at least or something?
There was that huge furore, wasn't there, when Meghan crossed her legs differently to how you're supposed to or something? Wow. Do you remember that? It was like, and she obviously opened a car door for herself. It's a weird world when you think about it.
So actually it is more oppressive. Maybe I just haven't seen that side of it. But yeah, I can understand then in that way that the word can be quite oppressive and narrow. Because I noticed that Kate she held her hands in the same way in every photo. And obviously that's sort of...
Can you imagine having to think about the tiniest detail all the time? How weird.
Yeah. But I think that... I don't know. She looks to me like she really loves all of that. Mm-hmm. Like she's cool with it.
Yeah,
and
that's
not that's not a put down on her. Yeah. I would hate it, but I just think she looks completely at ease and born to it in a way that I don't think Diana did.
No. Right. She doesn't have that Melania Trump free Melania thing going on.
She
does. You can literally see the save
she
me, help
You're
me.
Right. It's
Kate
true.
Kate seems to be genuinely I think I really like her.
It's true. She doesn't seem imprisoned by it. It seems to be something she's on board with.
I mean, I couldn't get on board with any scenario that involved nude tights. and that seems to be a huge part of being part of the royal ladies.
And pearls.
I don't mind a pearl.
What about
I can make my peace with a pearl.
What about a twin set?
Oh, yeah, that's
fine.
With
that.
Yeah, you can punk up a twin set.
Right, okay. It's a kind of Hepburn vibe
But
but then the Lady Di thing, that's come full circle, hasn't it? Lady Di, like, trend, like a couple of seasons ago, was all about
There's a lot of boxy tartan around now.
Yeah.
But I can't imagine ever putting on a pair of nude stockings.
So weird. What is it about? Is it so you don't have to
I don't know. It's the queen. The queen's into them. And that's never really been explained to me.
Maybe she's a big figure skating fan. It's the only other place I can think of a nude
I love the idea that's the queen's secret vice. That she's actually, honestly, by day she's the queen, at night she's a champion figure skater.
But I honestly think it might Torvald just
and
be.
Torvald and queen. You want to patent that right now. Quick, get that going.
That is, I mean.
Genius.
That is the new Starsky and Hutch right there. Don't you think? That would be amazing.
Torvald, but you heard it here first, people.
Yeah, but I think the queen likes nude tights because they were such a rarity and a luxury when she was young. I have no basis for that. That's a hunch.
It must be a historical moment. Yeah.
I'm trying to raise the intelligence level of the podcast just a smidge.
We're talking about hosiery. Yeah. With that. We know our levels,
half-baked
people.
Half-baked historical theory. Yeah.
You're onto something.
But anyway, if you are out there, and like I said, do you hate the word lady? Get in touch. Tell us where you stand on this debate.
Do try and be ladylike about it if you're going to criticise us.
Yeah. And don't use caps lock. Don't shout at us. Be nice.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Okay then, ladies.
How
dare I? The last topic for this week. Is it just me who feels like I don't ever want to meet my heroes? Now, I'm very much aware I say this in a fairly entitled position because through my job, I have met lots of famous people. But I think I'm one of those weird, because I always say you're either somebody who is a fan or you're not.
Yes.
Don't get me wrong, I like and appreciate a lot of people. I really like music, I like film, all that kind of, but I've never had that fanatic, that bros thing, you know, literally screaming at people, running down the street, stalking people. But some people just love it. They love famous people. They love their pic. Like some of my friends will have a picture taken with anyone. Like they just have a weird gene that means they get really impressed by famous people.
But what about when you met Dolly Parton?
Well, see, it was.
I mean,
it was amazing.
Did you touch you?
It was because 9 to 5 is one of my favorite films. Yeah, and
she's amazing.
Yeah, she's brilliant. Yeah. But again, it was amazing. But it was part of a conveyor belt. Dare I say, she was in a full day of promo. So you know, in your head, you have this idea that when Dolly and I meet, we're going to get on like a house on fire. We're going to swap numbers. She's going to invite me to Dollywood. I'm going to get a personal tour. I was going to get the Graham Norton experience. So when he went around Dollywood with her. And of course, you are just part of that day. As you know, having done the show, you know how it works in PR. It is, to be fair, you've got to get as much done in a day. It's a day of work. So she was very nice, but there was very much a sense of you were just a cog.
It's a business meeting.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So, you know, as much as it was amazing, and hey, I've got the picture. That's all that matters. Me and Dolly, the Dolly selfie. But you know, that's probably the closest I've ever come to meeting. Because I don't really have many heroes. And I know
What about you, Lydia? Who's your hero?
My hero is Taylor Hanson from the Hanson Brothers.
Oh, my God.
And I wasn't expecting that, got to say. Yeah.
I love it.
And it's very serious and it runs very deep. Have and you I know met his him? Birthday. And if I ever met him, how would it go?
We've got to make this happen.
No, but I have to say.
When's his birthday?
14th of March.
Oh, is he a Pisces?
Yeah.
I love that you know his birthday.
Yeah.
I will argue, this is going to be controversial. I would argue Taylor Hanson has aged better than either Matt or Luke from Bros. He looks good
he
now.
He is
don't
doing
even
so
go
good.
There, William.
Sorry. Yeah. Sorry to upset you. And we're so near the end of the show, but yeah, Taylor still looks good. But he does also
he's
have...
He's younger than them.
But he also has about 18 children. He's a very fertile man.
He's a, oh my God. I mean, yeah, he's ideal in every way. I don't know what to say. I think he was just exactly that kind of like, not. I mean, non-threat. He had long hair. He looked basically
surely,
like all of...
Surely there's space for a cameo in the second series of Flag. Come on, we got to make this happen. Do you know,
you can book that. I'm sorry, Hanson. They do like, you know, you need
balls. Can I just tell you that we, James and I, facilitated Victoria Beckham's turn on Ugly Betty. We can make this happen.
Yeah, we did. They came to the same Glamour Awards and then she got the gig through meeting the guy from
and
Ugly Betty.
And I said, you should go on Ugly Betty. And he went, yeah, you should. And the next thing I knew, it was happening. I was like, excuse me, where's my commission?
Oh my but, you know,
not a paycheck. Nothing.
That's how
not even a thank you.
Yeah. I know, but that's a true story, so I'm going to make this happen.
You're a dream factor.
That's my 2019 goal.
The mission to get Hanson on season two starts here.
But do you really... Because
you can't even speak right now, Lydia. The
I
idea,
honestly don't know if I would enjoy it or not. Well, you know, it would be this is close to my core being that I might throw up.
But that's... The only person I've ever idolised in that way was David Bowie. And there was it was 2002 when I was at the GQ Men of the Year Awards... And he was there and I said to his PR, who I knew very well, I said, I can't believe I'm actually in the same room as David Bowie. I can't believe it. And she grabbed my arm and said, come and meet him.
No, that's what,
And I just, and she practically gave me a Chinese burn in the wrestle between me trying to pull my arm away. And she just couldn't understand it because I thought, I love him so much. If I know I'll say something stupid. And then whenever I see him or think about him or put on an album, that's what I'm going to think about. No, let's just keep this a mirage, a beautiful, magical mirage.
You've so hit the nail on the head, though, actually, because I think often what you think is they're going to be the asshole, whereas I've actually seen friends of mine meet their hero and they did exactly what you knew you would do, but you had the wherewithal to not then meet them. Yes. My friend, I'll say it now, Tom, God bless him. Again, the GQ Men of the Year Awards. Yeah. Tracy Emin, he's the biggest art fan. He'd had one too many champagnes too many at the GQ Men of the Year Awards. And somebody said, there's Tracy Emin. Go kiss her feet. He went over and got on his knees and without even saying hello, just kissed Tracy Emin's feet. At which point she looks down and goes, who the fuck is this weirdo kissing my feet? And obviously
security.
You had to get the fuck away from me. But isn't it bizarre that at the time it seemed like such a great idea?
Yes, when projection meets reality.
But it's also that slightly weird thing where people, and I hate to say it, the public tend to forget that famous people are just people.
Right.
And in the same way, if somebody came up and kissed your foot, you'd be like, get the fuck off, who are you? You know?
But you're going to be really cool when you meet Taylor.
Yeah,
I know
exactly.
You are.
You're going to hold your shit together.
Well, I'll either like punch him or lick him or I don't know. But
or you're like, leave your wife and marry me.
It could come out. I don't know. But it's, you're same. It's me I don't trust. I'm sure he'd be just great.
So we're
not if you punched him.
Yeah, that could go viral.
You know, when you're so enthusiastic, you just want to...
Yes.
I saw a cake the other day I wanted to punch. It was so nice.
Wouldn't you want to punch a cake?
Yeah, my friend made this cake and I was like, oh, it's so nice, I want to punch it. And
are you one of those tiny people who's got a surprisingly strong punch?
I do, actually. I'm a southpaw.
I love how we finally got... There's the dark side. She punches cakes.
I'm adorable.
We knew she was a dark one.
Cake puncher.
Cake puncher.
You better get your publicist to spin that. That's cake hate.
Yeah. Oh.
Well, I think that right there and then you've proven you were destined to play this role.
Yeah. She was a slow train coming. Eve, I miss her. I'll go punch a few cakes to get it out my system.
Well, fingers crossed. I mean, are we thinking season two? What's the vibe there?
I would do it in a heartbeat, but I think I haven't heard anything about it. It feels like it's
watch this
it's
space.
Its own vibe. Yeah. Series. Standalone series, I think.
And maybe there'll be a part for a bitchy magazine editor in the next one.
Well,
could lock heads.
Oh,
I can get out
God.
All my frustration and all the years.
Incredible.
Joe is
incredible.
A method actress. So yes, so it starts. Remind us again what day it starts.
21st of February.
21st of February. On
your birthday.
Oh my God. That's more embarrassing for me. I should
not have many shopping days left, everyone.
Check it out. It's on the W Channel. Thank you so much for joining us today, Lydia.
Such a
and
pleasure.
For revealing so much darkness.
How horrific, yeah.
I know. You're our new favourite person because you make us sound not quite as weird.
Great.
There's That's a compliment there, want. I swear. Yeah. Good luck with the show. Thank not that you need it. And do come back when
I
you're
would love to.
When you're a crazy cake punching diva extraordinaire.
Mrs. Taylor Hansen.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
Go forth and make it happen. Make it a reality. Thank you
One
again.
One ticket to Oklahoma. Yeah,
thanks for listening, thanks, everyone. Kate. We'll see you again next week.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.